ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपः कुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Seventh canto, sixth chapter, entitled Prahlad Maharaj instructs his demoniac schoolmate. Verse 26th. Dharma, artha, kamaha, iti, ya, abhihita, trivarga, iksha, trayi, नया दमौ विविधा च वार्ता मन्ये तद् एतद् अखिलं निगमस्य सत्यं स्व आत्मार्पणं स्वसुहृद परमस्य पुंसः। धर्मार्थ काम इति यो विहितस्त्रिवर्ग धर्मार्थ काम इति यो विहितस्त्रिवर्ग ईक्षात्रयी नयदमौ विविधा च वार्ता। ईक्षात्रयी नयदमौ विविधाश्च वार्ता। मन्ये तदेतद् अखिलं निगमस्य सत्यम् मन्ये तदेतद् अखिलं निगमस्य सत्यम् स्वात्मनर्पन् स्वसुहृद परमस्य पुंसा। स्वात्मर्पण स्वसुहृद परमस्य पुंसा। धर्मार्थ काम इति यो विहितस्त्रिवर्ग ईक्षात्रयी नयदमौ विविधश्च वार्ता। मन्ये तदेतदखिलं निगमस्य सत्यम् स्वार्पणं स्वसुहृदं परमस्य पुंसाम्। धर्मार्थ काम इति यो भीतस्त्रिवर्ग ईक्षात्रयी नयदमौ विविधश्च वार्ता। मन्ये तदेतदखिलं निगमस्य सत्यम् स्वात्मनार्पण स्वसुहृद परमस्य पुंसाम्। प्लीज रिसाइट। धर्मार्थ काम इति यो विहितस्त्रिवर्ग ईक्षात्रीनियदमो विविधश्च वार्ता। मन्ये तदेकम् अखिलम् निगमस्य सत्यम् स्वात्मनार्पन् सुहृदम् सुहृदस्य पुंसा धर्मार्थकाम इति यो मिहितस्त्रिवर्ग इक्षात्रयी नियमगौ विविधश्च वार्ता मन्ये तदेकम् अखिलम् निगमस्य सत्यम् सुदम् पुरुमस्य पुंसा धर्मार्थकाम इति यो विहितस्त्रिवर्ग इक्षात्रयी नयदमौ विविधा च वार्ता मन्येतदेकमखिलम् निगमस्य सत्यम् स्वात्मनर्पन् स्वसुहृदस्परमस्य पुंसान् माताजी विल सी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन धर्मा रिलीजियन अर्थ economic development kamaha regulated sense gratification iti thus ya which abhihita prescribed trivarga the group of three iksha self realization trayi the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, Naya, logic, Damau, and the science of law and order, Vividha, varieties of, Cha, also, Varta, occupational duties, or one's livelihood, Manye, I consider, Tat, them, एतद् दिस् अखिलम् ऑल निगमस्य ऑफ द वेदस् सत्यम् ट्रुथ स्वात्मार्पणम् द फुल सरेंडरिंग ऑफ द वन सेल्फ स्वसुहृदा अन टू द सुप्रीम फ्रेंड परमस्य द अल्टीमेट पुंसः personality translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki religion economic development and sense gratification these are described in the Vedas as trivarga or three ways to salvation within these three categories as education and self realization ritualistic ceremony is performed according to Vedic injunction logic the science of law and order and the various means of earning livelihood these are external subject matters of study in the Vedas and therefore I consider them material however I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental you all repeat translation behind me responsibly religion economic development and sense gratification these are described in the Vedas as trivarga or three ways to salvation within these three categories are education and self realization ritualistic ceremonies performed according to Vedic injunction logic the science of law and order and the various means to earn one's livelihood these are external subject matters of the study in the Vedas and therefore I consider them material however I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental purport These instructions of Prahlad Maharaj stress the transcendental position of devotional service, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatite etan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One who fully engages in devotional service of the Lord is immediately raised to the transcendental position, which is the Brahma Bhuta stage. Any education or activity not on the Brahma Bhuta platform, the platform of self-realization, is considered to be material. And Prahlad Maharaj says that anything material cannot be absolute truth, for absolute truth is on the spiritual platform. This is also confirmed by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Traigunyas Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject matter of three modes of material nature. Rise above these three modes, O Arjuna, be transcendental to all of them. To act on material platform, even if one's activities are sanctioned by the Vedas, is not the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to stay on the spiritual platform, fully surrender to the Parama Purusha, the Supreme Person. This is the object of human mission. In summary, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and injunctions are not to be discounted. They are the means of being promoted to the spiritual platform. But if one does not come to the spiritual platform, the Vedic ceremonies are simply a waste of time. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Samanushtitam Pumsam Vishwaksena Khatasuya Notpadeya Jyatiratam Shramaya Vahi Kevalam. Duties, dharma executed by men regardless of the position, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. If one very strictly performs the various duties of religion but does not ultimately come to the platform of surrendering to the Supreme Lord, his methods of attaining salvation or elevation are simply a waste of time and energy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today actually Patri Prabhu was scheduled to give the lecture, but somehow due to unavoidable circumstances I was asked to give the lecture. So I hope I will not disappoint many of the people. So this section what we are discussing is one of the very favorite sections in Bhagavatam. This is teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj whenever he used to hear from Gadadhar Pandit. Because Prahlad Maharaj is one such Mahajana who is very young. Apart from being Kumaras, I think Prahlad Maharaj is the only Mahajan who is very young. At a very young age, he is not only just practicing this Bhagavad Dharma, but also he is preaching to his friends. Now, in this current section, Prahlad Maharaj started speaking that the Bhagavatam Dharma should be practiced from very young age. Prahlad Maharaj gave whole breakdown of how a person simply wastes his time if he is not doing Bhagavad Dharma. Be he a child or an old man, or he is engaged in artha and kama, like a regular householder. So now, our acharyas give explanation about the flow of how and what Prahlad Maharaj is teaching. Even in the schools where Shanda and Amarka were teaching the children about how one should develop this artha and kama, dharma artha kama. Vedas, the vast section of Vedas deals with three modes of material nature, or the activities in the three modes of material nature. So this dharma, artha, kama and moksha are also activities within these three modes. So this Shanda and Amarka were always teaching the friends of Prahlad Maharaj about these things only. But when Prahlad Maharaj started rejecting the ideas of dharma, artha and kama, like Prahlad Maharaj said that a person who is engaged in artha is simply wasting his time, artha and kama. He gives analogy of a cocoon or a silkworm caught in a cocoon. Silkworm creates his own grave. Cocoon it creates and inside that it is caught. So similarly, a grahastha or a person interested in sense gratification, or a person whose goal is sense gratification, he creates around him so many things. He first starts with his wife, he starts with then children, and he thinks that furniture, this home, all this is mine now. And Prahlad Maharaj says that even those who have great intelligence, they can't escape from the concept of I and mine. It is really very difficult for a person who is engaged in sense gratification to think that it is Krishna's, or it is for the general public. He basically starts thinking, this is my house. As soon as a person makes his house, he puts a name board saying that this is my house. So this mentality, Prahlad Maharaj says, it is very difficult to give up. So Prahlad Maharaj, from the very beginning, is telling his friends that don't get into it. So all these friends of Prahlad Maharaj had a doubt that, we have heard from Shanda and Amarka, our respectable teachers, that this is all is actually prescribed in Vedas. That we should engage in dharma, and by engaging in dharma, we will get artha. We will develop economically. And that with dharma and artha together, we should enjoy our senses, kama. So these all friends were reluctant, or rather were having a question that, what Prahlad Maharaj is telling is something different from our teachers. And teachers have definitely they have quoted Vedas. This Vedic scripture says that you should do this. You should beget children. You should create your house, your own empire. You should expand your kingdom. So Prahlad Maharaj, in this verse, is giving clarity about what is difference between his teachings and teachings of Shanda and Amarka. So he says, dharma artha kama iti bhivita strivarga. So all these things what your teachers have already taught you, or already corrupted your intelligence with, is all within these three modes of material nature, passion, goodness and ignorance. So he says, within these three modes, what all activities you have learnt. Translation, it says that within these three categories are education. This is of course material education and self-realization. The ritualistic ceremonies which a person is prescribed to perform depending upon his own social position, like varnashram dharma. The logic the science of law and order, how to rule a citizens, how to rule a government, and various means of earning one's livelihood. So all these things comes within the three modes of material nature. And hence, Prahlad Maharaj says that these are all material. Srila Prabhupada starts the purport with what Krishna instructs in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, that is, Traigunyas Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna Nirdvandho Nitya Sattvastho Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. So Krishna is also telling that it is me who has written Vedas. The Krishna tells in 15th chapter, he says that I am the compiler of Vedas. It is me, that is Vyasa, who has written all these Vedas. So no one can outrightly reject Vedas and say that it is wrong. But then there is gradation. Just because 99% of Vedas deals with three modes of material nature, most of the section of Vedas may not be 99% exactly, but most section of Vedas deal with these three modes of material nature. But that doesn't mean that these three, the knowledge of Vedas is, the goal of knowledge of Vedas is these three modes of material nature. So that is the reason why even Vyasa compiled Vedanta Sutra and later Srimad Bhagavatam, so that people should not misunderstand that just because the weightage of the Vedic knowledge is more in three modes, people should not think that this is the goal. Because Vedas accommodate everyone, the one who is most degraded to one who is completely transcendental. So the goal of all these things is transcendence. That's what is Prahlad Maharaj is trying to explain. He says that these are all material. And then he says, what is transcendental? He says that I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental. Okay. So, Prabhupada in this purport, he speaks about Brahma Bhuta stage, where a devotee who is constantly engaged in devotional service and one who never falls down is considered to be in that stage. And all these sections in the Vedas are ideally supposed to help a person to come out of these three modes. So if this doesn't happen, that is, a person doesn't ultimately surrender to Purusha Param, then it is all considered as waste of time. Prabhupada says in this purport, Dharma Svanushtitam Pumsan Vishvaksena Katasuha Notpadeya Deti Ratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. So Bhagavatam starts with this, that if all these activities of Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha are not able to develop a taste for hearing about Krishna or surrendering to Krishna, it is all waste of time. Because dharma, artha in themselves are incomplete. And more so, when people do not perform dharma, whatever artha and kama they do, it is basically adding to their sinful life. Like Vedic scriptures or the Vedic regulations of dharma and kama moksha is only given so that a person doesn't end up in sinful life. That is the only purpose. Because if a person is not interested in dharma, of course there are two types of dharma now. What Prahlad Maharaj spoke in the first verse of this chapter is a different dharma, and what Prahlad Maharaj is speaking about dharma in this verse is different. So dharma about this verse, that is material dharma, or it can be also called as varnashram dharma. So if somebody is not following material dharma also, like in today's modern society, hardly any person is interested in dharma. Directly a person is taught that you should earn wealth. Because even Prahlad Maharaj tells that many people consider money to be like honey. It is so sweet for them, and even a person of great intelligence thinks that yes, money is power. Unless I have money, people will not respect me. So much so that even educated people think that unless I have money, people will not think me to be educated. So much so that people, those who are doing dharma, those who do so-called religiosity, they also think that unless I have money, people will not consider me as religious. So their whole life is based on money. I was just talking with a devotee. He was telling that money speaks all languages. Like if two people wants to have a transaction and they don't know mutual language, like if Indian and Chinese are doing business, although Indian may not know Chinese and Chinese may not know Indian languages, but if there is a deal in which money is involved, they nicely come, shake their hands, sit together and try to converse because money is involved. So although money is just paper, pieces of paper, it can speak all languages. It can relate to the like-minded people very easily. So in the current day situation, people are trained that dharma is not so important. Rather, dharma is subservient to artha. And then what they tell, the slogan of today's modern society is just do it. What to do? Kama. Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitaya Chandra Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. So now anyone who doesn't do dharma for either artha or kama, it is basically sinful life. And such things, the only artha and kama, will directly lead to hell. Now those who are doing dharma, artha, kama, the cycle of dharma, artha, kama, may sometimes think about moksha. Because the religious, ritualistic ceremonies give indication that ultimately you have to get out of it. So there is some chance of thinking about moksha. But Prahlad Maharaj gives moksha also very less importance. Here moksha is the equivalent term is self-realization. Thinking that one is eternal and is not this material body can be called a self-realization. So that is also in one sense inferior to surrendering to Supreme Lord. So this is the purport. Even during those times we see that people are very very inclined towards dharma, artha and kama. People just cannot accept that Vedas actually deal with a transcendental matter other than dharma, artha and kama. So even in these times when people perform bhakti, they say that you are doing something against the Vedic injunctions. That is, Hare Krishna. So even during those times when people follow the Bhagavad Dharma of surrendering to the Lord, they think that it is something against the instructions of Vedas. They sometimes misquote Bhagavad Gita and say that Krishna is telling you do karma, or you are not following the Varnashram system of becoming Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, and they give different quotations from Vedas. But Prahlad Maharaj is clarifying that all these things are at lower level. When a person is practicing Bhagavad Dharma, he need not consider following the regular Varnashram Dharma or regular Vedic injections. So this is the whole substance of this verse. So if anyone has any questions, they can ask. It's already 8:30. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande.